And thank you for this opportunity for me to be here. And thank you for doing this wonderful work you're doing. I'm just so proud to be involved. You know, I got some people who back me up from time to time, and I'm happy to see them out here now. One of them is a special group. We call them the Green Vine Coffee and Donut Group. All the way from Green Vine, Texas. You guys wave there. Those guys, they always got my back. Whenever I need something, or if I get sick, they take care of me. Then another special group, that's the Mount Rose Missionary Baptist Church. I know a bunch of those guys are here. Could you raise your hand? This group is special to me and should be special to you too, because they have a unique history. It's the oldest black Baptist church in the city of Brenham. But not only that, they got their beginning in a place called Camptown. Now, Camptown got its name because after the Civil War, Brenham and another town were occupied by the U.S. troops. And these troops were there to keep the peace, make things good. But one of the things they did, they finally built a real nice cafeteria that it wouldn't rain in. And consequently, this group of dedicated slaves and ex-slaves was having church service in a birch arbor in that area. And they looked around and said, look, you guys need a better place for your service. So after dinner on Sundays, about 1 o'clock, come and you can have service at our dining hall. And they still have 1 o'clock service at Mount Rose Church. But we happen to have them here. Now, the other part about that, I mentioned those soldiers that was there. They was called colored troops at that time. But when the war was over and the reorganization of the army came about, guess what? Those colored troops became Buffalo Soldiers. So many of the Buffalo Soldiers that did all these things that we're going to talk about today once were stationed at Camptown, Mount Rose area. Many of them are buried in Camptown Cemetery, which Mount Rose Church now is maintaining and operating. But it is my great pleasure and honor to speak to you about the heroic contribution of a group of men and a few women who helped to develop the western half of the United States of America. They later became known as the Buffalo Soldiers. Many of their untold stories to dedication of service and many sacrifices they made, always completing their mission and a willingness to give the last measure of their life for their country, has not been recognized or have not been told. I could go on and list a lot of them, but I only list a few. They protected the western-bound frontiers. They mapped the western half of the United States. They captured horse and cattle thieves. They wrestled and rounded up bank and train robbers. They laid out and protected the mail routes. They escorted the wagon train to the west. They tracked down and captured bandits and outlaws. I could go on and on with that line of accomplishments. But let me tell you the rest of the story. Although these men had been subjected to harsh lives, many times unjust ways, with little benefits or opportunity of the promises of the United States Constitution arrived to them. But they made a conscious decision. They believed in the words of the paragraphs in the Declaration of Independence that said that all men are created equal. They are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these include life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. They also adopted a philosophy of life, and that's important. Everybody need a philosophy of life. These guys had a strong philosophy of life. They had a strong belief that everything would be all right. Although the Declaration of Independence and the words there had not been fulfilled to them at that time, they had hoped and belief that one day, these words would be meaningful to them too. They also believed the best way to hasten that day would be actively involved in the development of the United States of America. The Buffalo Soldiers then decided that they needed to join the Army. They joined the U.S. Army, and they served in the 9th and 10th Cavalry, and some of them served in the 24th and 25th Infantry Regiments. These soldiers followed the behavior of many, many great citizens who had gone before them. And these were patriots who had done wonderful things that they idolized and they followed. Among these, and I think the most important, was Crispus Attucks, who led the first battle and was the first man to die in the Revolutionary War of 1776. They also formed up to be the colored troops who fought at the Battle of New Orleans. And then during the Civil War, there was 180,000 of them who fought on both sides and served on both sides. And of these, 30,000 was casualties. The tradition was continued by the honorable services of the 369th Harlem Hellfighters, who was awarded the French Fortigier during World War I, and the Tuskegee Airmen, the 761st Tank Battalion, the 555 Paratroop Battalion, and the 92nd Infantry Division, all in World War II. These units carried out the same pride, same mission, same goals as our Buffalo Soldiers. These men, and yes, a few women, had many things in common. And the most important of these was to honorably serve this country. And secondly, to carry out their mission with success and honor. And most important of these was to prove to themselves and everybody else that they were worthy citizens of the United States of America. In conclusion, let me state this. These Buffalo Soldiers, with their services to the country, was an essential element to the development of the western half of the United States. Because of their service, this world is a better place now. And these men, and yes, still a few women, knew that their service would help to bring hastily on the day when everything is going to be a lot better. They also believed in a statement of Booker T. Washington, the great educator, that says that the life of service is the life that counts, that happiness comes to mankind when it comes from having helped bear the burdens of others. These Buffalo Soldiers gave their unselfish service to prove to the world and to themselves that they were loyal, dedicated, well-trained, and well-qualified soldiers, as well as being proud to be a citizen of the United States. So today, I'm going to ask each one of you to join me and recognizing this statue as a symbol of all of their dedication to duty, all of their hard work, all of their sacrifices, all their accomplishments for these thousands of people who have conducted that mission. And I also want to thank all of you for your service in honoring these men, of being here and giving tribute to all of these wonderful accomplishments. Lastly, I want to ask each one of us to dedicate the rest of our lives to carrying out the same philosophy, the same beliefs, the same goal, same mission as the Buffalo Soldiers in your daily living, so this world will be a better place. You have been a very good audience, and we thank you very much. But now it's time for me to go. But we Buffalo Soldiers never say goodbye. We just say, adios, amigos. I'll see you again down the trail.